Almost everybody thinks that re-signing Alex Bregman to a $100 million contract was a great move. But, Paul, you think they could have made a smarter move?
Hang on. Including me. I think this was a good deal.
Sounds like you're setting up for something that's completely opposite of that. Yeah, it feels like you're about to say, like you're about to sandwich an insult with a couple of compliments. And you're just like, yeah, it was a good deal.
That's
but,
part of my brand.
You know, as Ned Stark said, everything that comes before the but is BS.
It's very true.
So you're about to say, I think it was a good move, but what?
Someone's been rewatching season one of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I was. And let me tell you real quick. I can't believe that I ever learned to like any of the Lannisters. And like, I'm watching season one of Game of Thrones and... My God, Jamie Lannister's like the worst person that ever walked the earth. Now he's like my favorite guy on the show.
Well,
he tried to murder a child.
He had some incentive to do so. He had some big incentive to do so.
Twice.
It happens.
He tried to murder a child twice. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so I like the move that the Astros made with Bregman because you're keeping a guy happy that clearly was not happy. You're giving him more money than he was making. And honestly, I have a big problem with just baseball, the way that it's set up where – a really good player has to wait until they're 29 to actually get their just due. Like a guy like Dallas Keuchel somewhat got screwed over because of the structure of baseball from that standpoint. So they made him happy. They're paying a guy that has performed well. But wouldn't the smarter move, if we're talking about the Astros as one of the best run organizations in sports or the best run organization in sports, wouldn't the smarter move be to continue to play Moneyball and to make Alex Bregman play through it? Because, I mean, what leverage does he really have when the Astros can take him to arbitration year after year after year after year, 4 years in a row?
Okay, this is the leverage he has. He's really, really good, and they want to keep him for as long as possible. And I think this is where I disagree with you. You start off by saying they make him happy. I don't think the Astros do anything specifically to make people happy. I think they do the calculations of, okay, we just saw a player sign for $430 million. We saw Bryce Harper sign for how much?
$330.
So $330 million. Let's just take the low ball there. The chance is there's a chance that to retain Alex Bregman 4 years from now, we would have to pay $330 million. Plus, in the meantime, you know, by year three or year four of arbitration, we might be paying him $20, $25 million a year. Like, by year three or year four of arbitration, Alex Bregman might be making more per year than he is currently on this deal. So that's 4 years. To extend him for six more years, or to control him for six more years, you would have had potentially 4 years of paying him $25+ million a year anyway. So why not get out in front of it right now? Because you might lose him completely 4 years from now.
Would it get that high in arbitration?
The record right now is $25 million, and I would imagine that's going to get a little bit higher as revenue continues to go up. Arenado has 25, I think.
Yeah, and just real quick, the nerdy notes on this. So Bregman is going to make basically around the minimum this year, and that's still going to be the case, by the way, even with this extension.
He still will be making the minimum.
Yeah, he still will be. So the Astros would have gone 3 years, not four with arbitration, 3 years with Alex Bregman. And I'm just going to throw a number out here real quick. I haven't like dug into this, but Bregman, 3 years of arbitration, he would probably make somewhere, I'm guessing at least between, you know, like $40 and $60 million.
Like a total of $40 to
yeah,
$60
million. Yeah, I'm going to go with a big range. And so what they're doing, their calculation is, okay, we're already going to pay for those years of arbitration. Let's see if we can sweeten the pot on the back end to control one of our very best players through age 29. That's what they're thinking.
And especially if Bregman goes 2 years more down the line and he starts seeing like, oh, I'm 2 years away from a potential $400 million payday. Let's say on the high side of things, or like, let's say $330 million payday, then it becomes less and less likely they're going to be able to pull that off. Especially when at that point he's making somewhere around $20 million in arbitration.
Aren't the first 2 years though so critical for the Astros and for their future in terms of what money they have available to them when it comes to what they do this coming offseason with Justin Verlander, with Gerrit Cole, what they do in a couple of years with George Springer as well? That is what I'm focusing on right now. Is this contract, which I think in the long run is good, because you're right, you're going to be paying Alex Bregman less than market value in the back end of this contract when he could be theoretically the best or one of the best players in baseball. We only think he's going to get better. Or could this hurt their ability to keep the entire gang together?
It could have. That's the downside. Like, and they got to calculate what the downside is versus what the upside is. And they're gonna lose guys along the way. I also do this. I think that, and maybe this is wrong, but when it comes to the Astros, especially even more so than the Rockets, when the Astros are at the advent of something or the kind of like the tip of the spear of something with a trend, I tend to think they know what they're doing. So right now, you know, the Astros have done this twice. They've done it with Jose Altuve. Well, they did it with John Singleton, too. They gave him a pre-arbitration extension. It didn't work out there, but that was like for a relative pittance.
Yes.
And now they're doing it with Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman, this is the second highest pre-arbitration renegotiation ever. So they're doing something that's kind of at the leading edge of this trend. And I think the way free agency is changing and how the numbers are starting to kind of settle in a little bit, I think they're probably onto something. And I think they also do a pretty good job of projecting how good players are going to remain good or get even better.
Don't get me wrong. I 100% in accordance on that. And I'm not saying this deal is bad either. I just wonder if giving Bregman this deal right now hurts your ability to maintain this open window, if you will, of having all of your key players in place. And again, we'll see, because budgetarily, it is so, there's no salary cap necessarily. There's a luxury tax, but we'll see what the Astros are willing to spend. And thus far, it seems like they've been willing to spend money to be a contender. But I'm a little nervous about the next couple of seasons. We finally have seen, you know, guys leave in free agency. We saw Charlie Morton, we saw Marwin Gonzalez leave in free agency. They're not, you know, as anywhere close to as good as what we like out of George Springer, what we expect out of Carlos Correa down the road.
But they're contributors.
But right, they're contributors, and we're finally seeing guys start to leave. Dallas Keuchel also might be gone. And the other names that are higher up on the list that are more important, Cole, Verlander, Springer, and Correa, I think that this contract could have some ramifications for those future extensions for those four players.
I feel good about it, and I like the deal. One reason is you want to keep your best players in sports from like age 25 to 32. Like, that's the money time, right? That's when you want to keep your guys. That's the first reason. The second thing is, now when it comes to the attention of the organization, now that you have Bregman locked up with this extension, now the next move, whether it's Gerrit Cole, which I think would be the priority, or Justin Verlander, possibly George Springer, maybe other guys, now you can focus on those contracts as well. So it allows you to at least basically have one guy, you know, or, and now with Altuve, two of your core pieces, you're good moving forward.
Right.
So you can focus your attention on other key parts.
I like, and it's a completely valid point, Paul, but I feel like it's a point, they're going to have to address it at some point anyway. Like, they're going to have to pay Alex Bregman at some point anyway, or lose and they have to address some of those guys. They have to address Correa. They would have had to address Correa and Springer before Bregman. Of those three, which one are you most concerned about? Like, if they had to address Correa and Springer and then did and lost Bregman because of that.
That's a fair point.
And that's a worst case
because
scenario.
Because of all those three, I would pick Bregman over all of those three players right now. But at the same time, I would rather kick the decision on Bregman down the road so that I can keep these key pieces, just knowing that it's not a lock that I'm going to be able to replace them in-house with my farm system that is not what it once was.
It's still a really good farm system, though. I think because there was a belief 4 years ago that, like, well, someday they'll lose the farm system and then there you don't have it. They're still, like, the fifth or sixth best farm system
good.
In baseball.
It's good, but, I mean, we've seen the results. Right, but
you're also
the fruit of the farm, and I don't know that it's going to replicate itself.
You've got this notion that somehow the farm system in baseball means that every single prospect that comes up is going to be awesome, where it's not. Like, it's still a relative minority of your prospects actually end up being good.
I'm looking at it from an odds perspective.
No, the odds are that most of them won't be that good. But a few of them, all you need is a few of them, too.
But the Astros, I'm saying, because the Astros have had such good luck, I think it's unlikely that the luck will continue.
So it sounds like what you're saying basically is that the farm system is ranked well, but it was the number one or number two farm system for a while, and it was the backbone of a World Series team. It's just statistically unlikely to replicate
that moving forward. But you're right, and I agree with that part, but It doesn't have to be, because remember, that farm system is the one that yielded you Correa and Bregman and McCullers and all these guys.
It's a good farm system.
So you retain some of those guys. You don't need to have the best farm system. You don't need to have the best farm system because you have those guys on long, like Altuve's going to be here another 7 or 8 years. Bregman might be here another 10 or 15 years.
I got it.
So I guess I'm not as concerned about the fact that, like, oh, they're only the fifth best farm system.
I'm just like, maximize your opportunities.
Well, okay,
that's where I'm coming at with the Bregman contract.
I think that the Bregman contract, see, that's where I feel like this specifically allows them to address all those other issues because now you have certainty of that. The one I'm more worried about than anything, and the one that could really come back to bite him if it doesn't work out, is Verlander. I want Verlander more than Gerrit Cole because I think Verlander is going to provide you more over the next 4 years than Gerrit Cole would. And Mike's looking at me like I'm crazy because of that. I trust
Team Verlander too.
I believe in Verlander more than anything I've ever believed in my entire life, I think. I believe that Verlander will remain a productive baseball player. I was going to say long after Tom Brady is, but Brady's 5 years older, so that doesn't really count.
That sounds like a Bull Durham quote right there.
Well, Verlander.
Seth Payne believes in Justin Verlander more than anything else in sports.
I believe in the small of Justin Verlander's back, but don't show it on television because you'll get banned from the clubhouse.
713. That's funny.